Each of us is a part of one small desire, and all of us are in one big desire in one system. Each of us is a small little particle, piece, and they all need to connect among each other and come to the connection as the guest and the host in mutual interaction with each other with the light, or with the creator, or whatever. It's the same thing. With the quality of bestowal and love. Kabbalists speak about all of us receiving our desires naturally from above. They are evoked within us under the influence of the light. And we, our desires, also received under the influence of the light. According to some program, it descended down lower and lower, from a higher level to a lower one. And in that way, it reached us. And we shook ourselves off, got shaken up, and we wanted to find out who created us. Where is this source? How can we reach it? What is the meaning of life to reach it? To not exist on the level of animals, but on a higher level, on a greater understanding of this source of life. And in that way, we came to Kabbalah, we began to study it, where all this comes from, the source of life, what it wants to give to us, what it demands of us. And Kabbalists describe to us that as a result of our connection among each other, we attain this source. But still, if we attain this source, it's an egoistic attainment, and it is not big. It is egoistic, meaning that it comes and goes, it disappears. In order for us to thank the Creator, what does He want of us? When we work in the group and begin to feel gradually His desire, we begin to understand that His desire is the revelation of Himself in all of creation, in all of humanity. And it turns out, for that reason, that our task, those who He awakened specifically toward Himself, He placed our attention on Him to attract all of humanity to this. How can we do this? How can we consciously grasp that our attitude towards all of humanity, our treatment of it should be in order to delight the Creator? How can we build into this system of interaction between us and the group and the whole world community, Kabbalistic community, how can we treat all of humanity in a way that would delight the Creator? Together, if you discuss it together in the middle of the circle, you will discover the correct answer. So, please. How can we address all of humanity? How can we address all of humanity in a way that would delight the Creator? There's this expression where fish are from something about fish. And it turns out that from what happens in the mind, what happens in the head, that's what happens in the body. So only in connection in the group, that is the order that will come out. I heard recently from Rav how to relate to the other nations, to all of humanity, to the 99%. And that means that first we wanted to we bestow, and we take that desire, we bring those desires again in the group, and we create our kli in this way in the group, and once again we go forward to the 99%. And this process is just continuous.
The question is how to understand that dissemination of the knowledge about the Creator brings him delight. Well, you won't be able to know and understand until you do it one time. And as the Creator receives contentment, then you feel and understand what to do. Simply in the lesson we saw that Rav drew a system, it was written the group and humanity. So we have such possibilities when we gather together. And we have now the possibility when a friend is included in with the whole world, we have the possibility to show an example. We have a possibility to learn from each other how we should unite, how we need to hear what a friend says from his heart. And therefore, from within, we need to hold on to such an intention in which we find that moment that we need. We have the possibility to bring pleasure to the Creator. We have the connection between us within the group and in humanity.
I think the most clear method is to start to act, and discuss among ourselves in the group, and from this force of unity, we need to begin to disseminate. Otherwise, we can't do anything. We imagine that we're working as if the Creator exists in front of us. That is the action.
It seems to me that this word, connection, initially was an obligatory word. Because we know that in man's physiology, there's the different parts. So, as the disconnected parts exist, then the body starts to suffer, and we see the subsystems, and the connection between them, or between us, is disconnected, then we are all disconnected, and we see that where it's like starting with the smallest groups, and until the whole world, we must maintain this connection. And this is connected to all the events that we do, whether it's a book fair or dissemination or any other thing. All of this until we sharpen our connection. Now we have the convention. And it's a connection of immense quantities of groups all over the world. Before that, we had the St. Petersburg Convention, and so many people were included. And it's, if we're doing some kind of peak, some kind of... This will be our business card, our showing that we are different, that we have a different mentality. In this situation, we'll be able to show all of humanity how different we are, but the idea and the connection that they're actually controlling us, and that's the basis, and we will be able to show humanity that, yes, this connection that we managed to create against all those stereotypes that disturb us to connect, then we will be that calling card for all of humanity.
We heard the question about the connection with people, just not only in the group. I think there's only one answer, that Israel, Torah, and Boreh. All of this goes into the Torah, this connection, this is teaching, study, everything, and you and Israel. That's it. We understand this from inside, that there's nothing but the Kli and the light. And this is an illusion. How it's received, how it's accepted. So I think that entering the group and dissemination, and then we have to turn also to ourselves. Am I ready for this or not? Because you can go to disseminate without knowing what you're talking about. Any question, even just like a child... If a child asks you a question you don't know how to answer, this is already a point against you. There's so many religions and so many, you know, all sorts of people disseminating stuff. But my connection is ruined with them if I don't know the answer to one of their questions. This is repulsion. I think that you have to learn yourself. You have to enter the group and study the Torah. And then after you ripen, and then you can answer just like Rav to any question, then you can create a concrete group. But these points, they just, this lack of information just conflicts in the work.
It seems to me that if we could show the external world, even somewhat, the attitude between us in the group, how people relate to each other, how this all occurs from within, then that part upon which people can establish upon and come to us.
Well, the question is, how can we come to understand that what we bring to the world delights the Creator and the light, to feel and understand from within that that it's an equivalence, a form within us. So that's why we gather together, just like in a small laboratory, we'd be able to work through some of these things and to create within ourselves these necessary qualities of light, exiting with which into an external environment, we'd be able to finding a response in our souls, we'll be able to orient ourselves as to how correct it is, how like it is what we attained in the world, in the group.
To add to what the friend said, The bottom line is we have to strengthen the bond in the group, to study, and after that to go out and disseminate the 99% in a way that it'll bring contentment to the creators in the form of integral education. I think it will really spread fast all over the world. That's the way in which we'll do it.
Next question. Next question. Why is there such an echo? Where are the highs? Turn down the lows. The whole task from the Creator is to give him an ability to elevate himself to his own level, to the level of the light. So, the light or the Creator has the task of elevating a person from the level of receiving to the level of bestowing, to the level of the upper world. In order to realize this goal in himself, a person is given specific conditions. These conditions are very simple. From the state of receiving everything to exploiting everyone for our own sake, to a different condition, to giving to everybody, to pleasing everybody, to dissolving in everybody, like a concerned mother and her children. In this way, a person becomes equal to the Creator, feeling himself at the level of the Creator. This is like tuning a radio. When we turn the knob and we tune into a station, because since we change the internal qualities of this radio, in that way, do we also gradually, in connection with the friends on one hand and in connection with all of humanity on the other hand, change ourselves like a radio until we reach a state when we catch the frequency of the Creator, entering into contact with Him, and then more and more and more and more we'll be in contact with Him, better and better and better understanding through this connection, of course. The first point, the important thing is to catch it for the first time, and then we'll feel ourselves better and better in different qualities, different attitudes and styles and so on. All of this is worked out inside of us by the correct connection in the group with the teacher on one hand and the books and all of the great humanity on the other side. How can we more quickly tune in to the frequency of the Creator? That's the question. How can we more quickly tune in to revealing the Creator, catching His wave? What do we have to do? How do we connect with the friends? How do we connect with the whole world? How should we do this? This is a practical thing that's before us today. What else can we do? That's the only reason we exist today in this world. What? To give birth, to work, to die. That is not the goal. That's a condition of life. But the fulfillment of life is exiting onto the level of the Creator. So how can we attain this more quickly? Forward. Each person gets half a minute.
Друга. Вот просто попытаться, тоже мысленно, может, не только физически.
Simply try both in the way of thought, to try and think about everyone. That's one.
Question. How can we tune into the Creator better is the question.
Ну, как мне кажется, первое, что мы должны услышать, мы должны услышать ближнего, услышать товарища.
So I think the first
what we need to do is to hear the other friend, to open your heart before the friends and to open the heart of the friend, to feel the heart of the friend. This is what we're trying to do today in the tens.
To tune in to the Creator. To change our qualities in a way that would make them similar to that of the Creator. How is this done? We change our qualities by asking for the light to come and to change them. So that this would happen, you can't do this by yourself. For this, we have a group. We have to plug into the group and to work out this man. For the group to exist, the group needs to work and to give. And bestowal is like a quality that is created by us disseminating. And the system, this process, is our life.
Самый быстрый способ настроиться на волну Творца — это самоотмена в группе.
The quickest way to calibrate and tune ourselves into the group is nullification in the group.
Continuing the friends, it's also very important to try to that I'm nothing. To try to think that I'm nothing. And that our connection, I depend on the friend on my left and right, and I am only a conduit that can help the friends create a connection between me with to each other. We have to start to live for others. We have to see the purpose in others and not in ourselves.
Если мы понимаем, что наша главная задача это распространение.
We understand that our main goal is dissemination to the masses. So each of the members of the group needs to work specifically in this direction.
Как нам попрошу не забывать. I'm asking you to not forget quickly, concisely.
I'm asking you not to forget to speak quickly, concretely, and think about 30 seconds each person, and aim at the center of the group and to the mutuality, to the sharing. What I didn't say, the friend can add.
Connecting all the new desires of the friends to myself, annulling myself, and this way the breadth of our kli gets bigger, widens, and in feeling the whole kli, this will be that exact connection and that fulfillment and attainment and sensation and so on.
How to calibrate as quick as possible to the wave of the Creator. It's by including and doing it for the sake of my friends. I'm asking for everyone will pray for the sake of others, and that will be the quickest way towards the Creator, to accept the light. If we don't pray for ourselves, but rather pray for the others, for your group, for the friends, for the whole world, why not?
I think that by ourselves we can't have anything, and we need to ask Him for help, for Him to help us at the moment in this process.
Well, almost everything has been said. What can be added is maybe to use every moment, every second, for the sake of trying to understand the state in such a manner that there is none else besides Him. Meaning how we can in the situation that's occurring right now at this moment, how to use it in order to change my qualities. To bestow. That's it.
Maybe to try to try to, with all your heart, to give over.
We don't need to try, we need to do. We're in a workshop, we're not having a discussion, each friend adds in his turn.
Well, I wanted to add a little bit, is to connecting to the group is to connect to the desires of the friends, to hear, to reveal the desires of the friends.
I wanted to continue the friends. We ourselves don't build anything. The Creator does everything, not us. And the most important thing is to invert yourself in order to enable Him to tune you in, to enable this tuning in you. We need to be approachable and enable it for Him.
Well, that's about it. It seems like people, you know.
Да, самое главное, что необходимо аннулировать свое собственное мнение и власть.
People would annul their own opinions, their thirst for power, and to go.
Следующий вопрос. Только я попрошу чертеж показать.
Next question. And I'm going to ask you to show the diagram. Okay.
Значит, смотрите, что получается.
Look what's happening.
Мы из группы.
We are from the group.
Изучаем, обучаем.
We organize a group. We study there and so on and so forth. We want to unite between us because we want to reveal the Creator. We appeal to the light, to the surrounding light, to bestow upon us, and will build from us such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed. We turn to the light. We receive from the light a certain connection between us, and then we are told that we need to approach and appeal to the 99%. Why? Because we don't have enough desire, we don't have enough intensity and power to turn to the Creator. We're weak. We don't have enough of a demand. We don't have enough. We have a quantitative appeal and not a qualitative appeal. And we can receive it only in the degree of the 99%. We appeal to them. We're integrated with all their suffering from their simple desires. Doesn't matter which, but those sufferings, our participation in their sufferings builds in us a totally different attitude towards life. We start to understand that we are much more in need for the help of the Creator. You can ask your friends in Petah Tikva, for example, how much they need the Creator right now. They start to feel in their attitude towards the public, towards the broad masses, that nothing depends on them, but it really, truly only depends on the Creator. That's what's interesting. You go out to people, you start to talk to them about what's interesting for them. Well, you know, things that are totally earthly, simple, totally elementary. And in the end of the day, you understand that only the Creator can do all of this. Meaning, what do we receive here? As being, as we are being around the 99%, we receive a desire for the Creator. They have a desire for regular corporeal things. They're missing their, I'd say, a little bit more money, a little bit more health, security, children education, and more things. All kinds of kind of familial problems that would be solved. where us for us, no. When we listen to them, in us a longing for the Creator is born. Because we understand that we can't solve these problems, and they're problems that are only dependent upon the Creator. If the desire of the Creator, if he'll want, he'll want. If not, it's not. And the caprice is of the Creator. But and we, as we work only in the group, we don't feel a great enough desire. But when we appeal to them, to supposedly foreign people, strange people completely, that have only what? Yeah, to eat, to drink, I don't know what. You know, it's clear what problems the person has. All of a sudden, in us, such a desire and need for the Creator is born in us. And we understand that we can't do anything on our own. And we raise a desire to Him. We start to think, so how will we be able to appeal to Him before we go out to them, to the 99%? Already in advance, we understand that we must connect and unite and appeal to Him, and with Him, go out to them. Otherwise, we won't do anything there. We go out there to them, we start to talk to them, we start to understand that between us here is the Creator. And if He won't be revealed here, if He won't give us His abundance, His splendor, all that we want, then we simply won't do anything. We're burning out completely, we'll be eaten. Meaning, such a situation is created which obligates us to be dependent on the Creator. And therefore, the exit to the 99% is so important for us. And on purpose, we're given to work with them for our sake. We need to understand that everything is done only for the person who can create a connection with the Creator through himself and through others and for the sake of others. Is that clear? So quickly, speak between you. How do we work with the Creator in the group and with humanity? Well, Europe. On the way. Let's go.
How do we work with the Creator in the group and humanity? First of all, before going out to people, we need to go into they need to feel the force of unity among friends. You need to feel that there's a support system behind you, otherwise you won't be able to talk to people, you won't have the strength. Receiving this support, you go into the masses.
I'm asking to shorten it. Half a minute per person.
The light passes through us to other people. This interconnection.
I think a person must have a deficiency, a chisaron, because if one is not hungry, he doesn't have a desire for food. Accordingly, and the deficiency, the desire, the hunger I can receive from my environment, I can be contagious from it. And then... As we all come as one common big desire, we start to implement, realize, and fill. So realize.
Also repeat that. Initially, you have to do everything in the group. If we feel the Creator there, all together, that light, and we'll be able to go anywhere in that 99% because we will know that that light, because otherwise, why? What is the group for, if not that?
I think that we need to try and be connected with the Creator maximally through the understanding that all that's happening is His revelation. And if we will be able to at least occasionally, more or less in a constant way, to be connected with Him, then
our connection is really among those similarities of form, by our aman as well, that we elevate, and everything that we can address to the Creator. It needs to resonate specifically here. That's when it will be effective and get the correct result. So again, we need to project this and to try to, in this way, attract the influence of that light in order to be as similar as possible to it, and then this will be effective.
Continuing the friends, we really attract the light in the group. We work together, we transfer through us the light and go together to the 99%. And that's it seems to
be. All of Kabbalah talks about the light, meaning that we have to attune a connection to the Creator with the upper light, and this is done in the group. We connect this to the light, and then we ask Him to, in that way, help us connect to people.
It's a beautiful system that was created by the Creator for our education, so that we will be like Him. It's a system of processing of the quality of bestowal. That's why we were given the group, that's why we were given the masses, and the work on one hand with the group, and on the other hand with the Creator, and the drawing of the light, and the revelation of the light in the unity between us, and bringing this light to the masses, to take the deficiency from there and bring it again to the Creator. That's our work.
In spirituality, everything turns out so interestingly because starting an action, you need to, it's always from a lack, so not from potential. So we act, it's like, I feel it, and I can do it, I have the resources, and I can do it. But it turns out from the opposite, from a lack. You don't feel that you have the resources. You don't have any resources. The only thing is that you can know that particular actions delight the Creator. You have to know that He will help you, He'll give you all the solutions if you turn to Him correctly. So the first action here is to turn to the public and dissemination among them in the form that it exists now in integral education. If you'll be there correctly between the public and the system, you'll have the answers and the solutions. And then, when you feel the changes that come from working with the public, you have to work through the man of that as well.
If the friends say such beautiful words, I just simply don't know what to add. Maybe there's an example that came up in my mind. If a man didn't have a wife and children, then I think he, at home he would do anything. When he has a family and children, a wife and children, desires are born in him that he must fill. So in this example, maybe we can use also towards our work. When there's a group, we come to the group, like the first stage. And then we start to get to know each other and we draw the light. We all unite. But there's a demand. There's something additional. And this additional demand is part of the spiritual work. And the world is waiting, like little children that are actually crying and for us.
Well, it looks like the friend said everything. It's the Creator showing His mercy to us as much as possible, and we have to reflect the same mercy to the people around us in humanity. And in this way, it's really work for ourselves. By this, we become like Him, like the Creator. He to us, and we to Him.
I thought the friend said everything. Maybe it's really above reason. What will happen there if we go out to disseminate? When there'll be faith that's above the reason, it will seem to me that the Creator would be with us.
Maybe this self-annulment that we're trying to perform among ourselves, it tries to be, to attain more accurately ourselves, to tune ourselves in more accurately into qualities.
Style. World War III is going out of style. Look at